Well, you are listening to Meeting House here on Faith Radio, and here at the beginning of the school year, shining the spotlight on the ministry of East Alabama Youth for Christ. The executive director, Tabitha Vasilis, is joining me today, and she leads the East Alabama chapter of Youth for Christ, one of the staff members and the very first staff member full-time for Youth for Christ when it got started back in 1944 is none other than Billy Graham. And so you and the ministry of East Alabama Youth for Christ building on that firm foundation, ministering to, as we might say, middle school and high school age teens and young adults, as well as what you might call the tween age group, 11 to 19 years of age. You're actually operating in four different counties in East Alabama, and you're chartered for six counties. So Tabitha Vasilis, let me welcome you to the Meeting House here on Faith Radio. And as we begin, I just want to give you the opportunity to share broadly what you see as the concept or the overall ministry of Youth for Christ in that area.
Gotcha. Well, thank you. What a pleasure and joy and a blessing it is to be on today. So the ministry of Youth for Christ here in East Alabama is no different than anywhere else across the country where we're located. But our mission is to reach the lost youth of our society, those that are unchurched, that maybe nobody else is going after. And so you mentioned our target is 11 to 19-year-olds. That they can be within the school system, the middle school or the high school, or at local facilities, juvenile facilities, for instance, the Lee County Youth Development Center, and other sites like that.
And you're basically, in going into these various schools and facilities, give me an idea about the type of ministry or interaction that you're doing within these settings.
Well, we're all about relationships. You know, we, of course, do Bible studies. We do small groups. We offer tutoring. We do a variety of different programs and things. But the whole goal is to build authentic Christ-sharing relationships with these lost kids. And our logo, which is three rings, a lot of people think it means has something to do with the Trinity. But it doesn't. It actually is about God's story, my story, and their story, and how do all three intertwine. And so the only way to be able to share God's story is through relationships. And so just taking the time to get to know kids, we value every youth that we have the opportunity to come in contact with. And so getting to know their names and making them feel noticed and valued is important in what we do. And then taking it a step further and just having conversations with them. And ultimately, we believe that Jesus is the answer to all the problems that any of us have, and ultimately our sin problem. And so our desire and mission is to point them to that truth and reality, and that God loves them and has a plan for them and wants to be in a relationship with them.
We're going to be talking about how God has been working through the ministry of East Alabama Youth for Christ, especially over the last, say, year and a half to 2 years in light of the coronavirus and some exciting things that have been taking place. Also, there is an effort currently to provide Bibles and backpacks throughout the area, so we'll be talking about that as well. But I did want you to share your perspective. You had shared earlier about the overall ministry of East Alabama Youth for Christ, and I mentioned that there were several counties where you operate, one of those being Tallapoosa County, and you had mentioned that you have had a ministry presence at the Alabama Sheriff's Youth Ranch facility there in Tallapoosa County. And we know the situation involving that tragic accident where you had four residents of the facility as well as four others who lost their lives in that accident on I-65 back in June. And you've had the opportunity to really be a presence for Christ before the accident. And of course, since then, you've had a real, obviously it's a challenging time, a sensitive time, but God has been operating. He's been present in the midst of it. Tell me just a bit about what you have experienced in light of what occurred affecting the ranch.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, it's been such an unbelievably difficult time for everybody that's been involved, but especially those that are nearest and dearest and closest to those that were lost. And, you know, we've, like you mentioned, have had the privilege of being in relationship with them and the staff there and the youth for over a year. And we were close with the girls that were lost in that accident. And you know, so it's been a difficult journey for all of us and just a mourning and grieving process. But, you know, what I've just been able to witness through, you know, Candace and Tommy Gulley and their faith and faithfulness to the Lord through all of this, that, you know, just it's encouraging to know and to watch brothers and sisters in Christ that when suffering does happen, you know, the Lord promises that that will happen. That that they're not falling away, that they're leaning into Jesus and just watching their journey. And as hard as it is, that they're still getting up every day and pushing forward and trying to continue to allow the Lord to turn this around for good and for His glory. And undoubtedly, He is already, and He will continue to do so. Just being able to continue to engage with the staff there and the youth has been a blessing. You know, to be a source of comfort in whatever way we can be. You know, sometimes just your presence is the best thing. And it provides just a source sense of comfort and soothing for those that are hurting. And to be consistent presence is what we've tried to do. And of course, continue to pray for them and support them. And, you know, we're just trying to, with the girls that are there now, continue to remind them that we all have an expiration date. You know, we all are going to have to face that time where we go to eternity, and we need to be prepared for that. And thankfully that the young ladies that were lost in that accident were prepared. And we were thrilled to be a part of that, planting those seeds and nurturing and cultivating those along the way, and to be able to watch the Lord even prepare them, and just how sweet God is. And in the preparation process, of course, He knew that this was going to happen, and He was so gracious and merciful to allow those young ladies to make a profession of faith and to enter a relationship with Him and to be ready for that. And so I like to say they're more alive than we are, and just focusing on that and the promises of the scripture that God is good, and He's near to the brokenhearted, and He will continue to comfort those that are grieving in the days ahead. And we're honored and blessed to be able to be there, and again, just continue to be a source of support for them.
Tabitha Vassilis joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. She is the executive director of East Alabama Youth for Christ. And I wanted you to share just a bit. You, of course, have had over the you deal a lot in schools. So over the last year and a half, going on a couple of years, where you've had the situation involving various protocols concerning the coronavirus. And so tell me about how the chapter has actually grown in the midst of what would admittedly be described as a restrictive time.
So obviously doors closed during the pandemic, and we were frustrated and discouraged at first, wondering how we were going to be able to reach Youth for Christ. But then God provided new, fresh ideas and opportunities where one door closed, other doors opened. And so we were able to step into new relationships and new partnerships that we had not even considered before. And the Girls Ranch being one of those partnerships, which we were blessed to engage with them and are still continuing with that ministry. God just exponentially opened up doors that, again, we weren't thinking about, but because we had time, that we weren't scrambling doing the day in and day out stuff, it allowed us to envision new opportunities and new relationships. And so we're excited about what we've multiplied. I mean, we were at 4 sites and now we're at 10 in the last year and a half. So God is just really, we're just trying to keep up with what He's doing. The Bibles and Backpacks is a way we're trying to engage the community in what we're doing and the opportunities. And I don't know if I'm getting ahead of anything, but just to talk about that is, you know, that came from just in the conversations we've been able to have with the youth, what we've been all unanimously alarmed about is their lack of biblical knowledge. You know, the lack of even knowing the name of Jesus, which you think, okay, you go to Africa, you go to India, you go to, you know, somewhere like that, then the likelihood of them not knowing who Jesus is greater. But to be in Tallapoosa, to be in Chambers, in Lee County, and not know who Jesus is when we are in the midst of the Bible Belt, that is alarming. I had a conversation with one young lady at the Girls Ranch, and I was just talking to her about the Bible, and she had no clue who Moses was, no reference to Noah. And this is in multiple sites where we have had conversations. And so it's like, oh my goodness, we've got to do something about this. You know, any society that is founded, the foundation is not on the Word of God, is on sinking sand. And that's where we are in our society. Church attendance is rapidly declining day by day. Statistics show that Generation Z, which is the 11 to 19-year-olds, is twice as likely to be atheist as any previous generation. And they only 4% of that generation have any biblical worldview at all. And that is alarming. And so that's where the Bibles and Book Packs birthed from. It's just to find a way to get the Word of God in the hands of these youth.
Mm. So describe, if you would, Tabitha, the logistics, or as we might say, the nuts and bolts of how this program operates.
The Bibles and Backpacks? Well,
yes.
We have a link, an Amazon link, that we can send, and you can find that link on our website, insideyfc.com. And it'll take you straight to the Bible and straight to the book bag that you just click on. It's very easy, user-friendly, and it'll come directly to our location, our headquarters on 1400 North College Street in Auburn, Alabama. So it really is simple, and we tried to make it so more people could participate in this.
Sure.
And then once we collect them, we will distribute them to those with the greatest need. Those, you know, of the 10 sites, the youth that have the greatest need, or the sites that have the greatest need for those that need access to the Word of God. So that's what our intentions and plans are moving forward.
And your goal, as I understand it, is to collect 500 Bibles and backpacks.
That is our goal. We anticipate being able to serve over 1,000 youth in relationships this year. And so if we get half of those resourced with the Bible, that will be a blessing and a win for everybody.
So it's basically done virtually. It's not a matter of dropping off the materials at your headquarters, right?
No, we made it so simple. You just go on the website, click the link, and it takes you literally 30 seconds. If your credit card information is already in Amazon, it will take you less than that.
Right.
It's very simple.
So once you collect the backpacks, well, tell me this, how long are you how much longer are you collecting them? And then what happens next? Where do they go? Give us a little bit more information on that, if you would.
Well, so we'll keep collecting as long as they're coming in. We would like to have them distributed within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So as we get them in, we'll start distributing them to the local sites. And one of the main sites that has the greatest need would be the Southern Preparatory Academy, where we have ministry out there. And so that's going to be number one. You know, young men come from all over the country to go there. There's about 100 young men there. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard much about the generation and about, you know, the church decline, but this generation now is also referred to as the generation of the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, mm-hmm. which is no affiliation with any religion at all. And oh my goodness, the representation of that at that one site is astounding. It's just very alarming that this is really true. You know, these statistics aren't just made up. When you get to talk to kids and hear, you quickly find out their biblical ignorance and lack of understanding in that. So that's what we'll do. We have 10 sites this year, and so we'll distribute them as when We have the opportunity as soon as we have the opportunity.
Tabitha Vasilla is joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio, the Executive Director of East Alabama Youth for Christ. And I wanted to ask about what you have seen with regard to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on our young people. I know we are hearing reports of some of the deep issues that young people are having, emotional and mental issues that they are facing. What are you observing?
Just that, you know, you can't help but get emotional when you think about it. When, you know, these kids, they were forced to be isolated. And we know that's the devil's agenda. And if he can get us isolated, then he can, you know, come after us. And so to see that isolation, it just created even more insecurity, more loneliness, more anxiety, depression, fear, just so many things that kids, I mean, I know I struggle with in a quote unquote normal environment, you know, growing up as an adolescent with those issues, but to be compounded. What's happened is in that those moments of isolation, they've had greater exposure to social media outlets, to peer pressure, bullying, just the evil propaganda and things that are accessible so easily on social media, on the internet. And so you're seeing just this greater increase in gender confusion, and suicidal ideation and all sorts of, you know, things. We're seeing our nation, what's being happening in our nation, we're seeing represented in our youth here in this society with just all the confusion, all the questions, all the anger, the violence, you name it, it's happening. And it's just a continued reminder that as a believer, as a Christ follower, the urgency to get out and to share the gospel, because we know that if the gospel is the only thing that can change a heart. The gospel is the only thing that can give hope and life in the midst of depression and confusion and a chaotic culture. And so that's what we're compelled to do even more so. We're more passionate, more feel that the sense of urgency more than ever through all this, because it's just, I like to say, the devil used to be in hiding. Now he's on full display. Like, he's not even trying to hide anymore. And so he is coming aggressively after this generation. He's coming, you know, after us, all of us, but definitely the youth, because they're the most vulnerable. And so it's our job to really put a covering and protection over them. And I believe the best way that we can do that is presentation of the gospel and the word of God, putting the word of God in their hands.
Well said. Tabitha Vasilis joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. And I'd like for you, as we close, to direct our listeners to the website where people can find out more information, including how they can get involved in the Bibles and Backpacks initiative.
Yes, if you will go to our website at insideyfc.com, you will see a Bibles and Backpack link at the top, and you can just click on that link, and it will take you straight to where you can purchase a Bible and Backpack. And it'll come, it's very easy, it'll come straight to our office.
Very good. Great words of encouragement for us today. The Executive Director of East Alabama Youth for Christ, Tabitha Vasilis, here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thanks for the opportunity. It was fun.